Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Get back to work. Is anyone surprised? Is anyone surprised? Did you guys really think that all of the bosses, when times got tough for their company, that they were all going to say, you know what? I love hybrid work. Come on. Bosses are going to boss. When times are tough, bosses like one thing, butts in seats. They want your butt in your seat. They want to walk down the cubicle farm and see Mary and Braden and Ramona, and they want to see you're working. Remote work. It was a good run. You guys enjoyed it. You got to go to work in your pajamas. You got to pretend that you were working on a long-term project when you were really taking a walk around the lake. General Mills is the latest to say, see you in the office. We'll see you in Golden Valley. Now, because our workers are incredible babies, General Mills going from 3 days to 4 days a week, effective, well, how long would you think? Josh is in for Dan today. Mm-hmm. So today is May 18th. You know, I get it. If you work from home 2 days a week, perhaps you have a nanny 3 days a week. So you might need a little time to figure out how to get a little extra child care on day four, right? Because I don't know what else the difference would be.
Yeah,
you got to pay for parking one more. Not at the General. Mm. They got a big old lot, big old
they
ramp.
Got you covered.
When you think about it, Josh, mm-hmm. how much time do you think people would need? It's May 18th. You're the CEO. We're going from 3 to 4 days. When would you make it effective? Don't overthink it. You're over
30.
30 days?
Give them a good cushion, but not too much. I don't know. It's not like you're learning to ride a bike again. You're doing the same thing. You're not going to go into a cubicle and be like, what is this? Where am I?
They are giving people until September 8th.
Okay.
September 8th, after Labor Day, you know.
What are you going to do with the other 3 months?
Well, they just keep doing what they're doing now, and they probably have the summer Fridays or whatever a lot of the companies have around here.
Yeah. That's a long time.
It's plenty of notice. It's because everybody is...
just budgeting or what?
No, it's because people are incredible whiners about this. Josh, if you currently work from home 2 days a week, mm-hmm. you perceive that as a benefit of your employment. And when they call it to just 1 day, it feels like they've taken something from you. And so people lose their mind over it. They lose their mind over it. And my view has always been that the reason people fight so hard to hang on to the ability to work from home is because they're not really working that hard from home. That it's way easier than it was to go into work. And I think the corporate goons are correct that if you want to turn a company around, you need people to rally to the cause and you need them to be in the room where it happens.
Yeah.
Now, Texter says, with gas prices high, wouldn't less people driving to work, lower demand for gas, and lead to lower prices? No.
Not really.
Because what happened over the last couple of years is not a reduction. There was a reduction in traffic congestion, but not necessarily a reduction in the amount of time people are spending on the road. Because now you can go to your kid's choir practice or choir performance, or you can go to track and field, or you can go to soccer, you can go to hockey, you can go to lunch with your mom, you can do other stuff.
Yeah.
Now a texter says that to add one extra day of daycare maybe is going to take 90 days. I was mostly kidding about the length of time. I had a child in daycare. Now, my child didn't go to creme de la creme, the daycare of the gods. Just went to a regular daycare. But I don't know. I think it's good, man. Get back to the office. You know what? If you want to weigh in, let's go. 651-461-9226. General Mills joins so many other companies, Target, Best Buy, Medtronic, among the companies that have said, nope, we got to come to work a little bit more. People are calling in, so let's do it. We'll break, and then we'll hear from you. I want people back in the office. I think it's better for community. It's better for the workplace. And frankly, I think it's better for a lot of people who have become absolute weirdos because they have no social interaction with other people. So there, if that doesn't get people to call in, I think you know where I feel. I've worked from home. Drive time back. I love if you listen to me if you're at home, though. That's fine. We're back in a minute. So texters are all over the place. 651-461-9226. I want people to go back to the office. I believe it's better for the company. And frankly, I think it's better for most people. I believe that work from home has taken people who are already weirdos and made them incredible weirdos. Isolation is not good for anyone. And work is one of the only places in the world where you end up sitting next to and working with people who disagree with your outlook on life. We have siloed ourselves into neighborhoods where everyone we live with thinks like us. Everyone we socially hang out with thinks like us. Mm. But when you go to the workplace, you don't know what sort of weird stuff margin accounting is into and thinking about and talking about.
Yeah.
And sometimes a little bit of cross-pollination into other people's weird world makes us all a little more empathetic, understanding. I think it's good. It's good.
Did you see those skyways today? Pretty busy. Yeah.
Now, I get that going from hybrid, where you're working from home 2 days a week, to only working from home 1 day a week, is a bit of a challenge. So if you have 3 days of daycare, and maybe you let the kid hang out at home while you were at home on one day, and now you need 4 days. And so you get 3 months to figure it out. If you cannot figure it out in 3 months, especially at General Mills, where they have like a partner, there's some stuff. Now, a lot of you are saying, I'll read some of these texts. Why is it that the work from home crowd only texts and doesn't call? I'm just saying.
Poking the bear, Jason.
I think if you could face the facts, you would admit it. That the people who have turned work from home into a religion are weird. And they like it, and they want to be alone, and they don't like other people, and they don't like other noises. And I say, we don't really care. We've pretended to care for a couple of years, and you knew that no one really cared. And it's going to be good for you. And you can make it weird If you're a weirdo and you want to make it weird at work, I feel that that should be your right. That should be your gift. That should be your joy. But if you are already hybrid 3 days a week, going from 3 to 4, and you're complaining, I don't know. You had a good run. It was a good run. Texter, sorry, Hennepin County is not coming back downtown like Fry wants. They've sold property and there is not enough office space anymore. Hennepin County is number one on my hit list of who I'm ticked off about when it comes to working from home. Mm-hmm. Hennepin County absolutely let down the taxpayers of Hennepin County by deciding that now, 5 years post-COVID, that it's an efficient way to serve the public by having people at home and not having service windows open and delaying trying to get permits and inspections and licenses. It's insane.
Sounds pretty lazy to me.
I think it's insane. Texture, focus on output, not input. Well, these companies are focusing on output. I think there are some people who can work more efficiently at home. There are. And if I were a manager, what I would try to take from this work from home era is the fact that people want more flexibility. Mm. They want more flexibility. And I think bosses need to not be such a pain in the butt, and they need to not be so like, oh, why are you leaving early? Like, if you're an employee that I trust is doing good work and you want to leave early, you should leave early. That's what I think. Now, Andrew and I think, are aligned. Working at home is a privilege, and in-office workers should be compensated. People that work from home have built-in daycare or can go to the doctor's office in the middle of the day without taking off. I would have preferred to see workplaces 2 years ago say, hey, we're going to have a hybrid work environment, but if you come to work 4 days a week, we're going to give you a 5% pay bump. And if you come to work 5 days a week, we're going to give you a 7% pay bump. And so you're incentivizing people to come in. I think that would have been better than this way where now, you know, oh, no.
But what is the end game/benefit, I guess, of being in office compared? Like, I feel like the compensation would be a very unfair step to take, because what are they looking for in office that they, besides the obvious of not being able to monitor them frequently at home?
Why does the company want them in office?
I guess I'm not understanding why that would be an incentive.
Well, it's because you can't let... Now, look, if you're a computer coder and you just work alone and you just do your thing, mm-hmm. or your account's payable, maybe it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But for many jobs, the sort of camaraderie that you get...
Got it.
Companies always bring up this like, well, you know, sometimes great ideas happen through accidental conversations. I do think if you're trying to grow and learn and advance and become a leader, you need to actually see someone being a leader.
Yeah. No, and I see that. I didn't know if maybe it was something outside of that. The camaraderie, the conversations, that's obvious, but yeah. Okay.
They'll say some of this stuff, but that's Texter. Over the last 5,000 years, most people work from home. They were farmers. I do think government should be in office. Well, yeah. And how many weird farmers do you know? So isolated.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you. Any municipal employee should have to work in their associated downtown and support the economy, says a texter. State's AG office got rid of a third of their office space. Now they don't have enough space for everyone if all were needed in the office. Guys, let me tell you, just like you got rid of office space, you can find new office space, and you could probably get it at a hell of a deal right now. Everyone is all of a sudden very worried about the amount of square footage their employer has. We've got like a whole cadre of commercial real estate people out there now. Very, very nervous. Come on. This is a good point. General Mills is a manufacturer of food. All those people who manufacture the food have been working 5 days a week at the plant. Since COVID, through COVID, these corporate people are just whiners.
Mm-hmm.
I do think a lot that there, I think it was Graco. There was a company very early on where they said, you know, most of our workers are in plants, manufacturing plants. If I were a CEO and my company was on the back, the backbone of my company was blue collar workers in plants, you better believe I would make my pencil pushers show up to be in office in solidarity.
Yeah.
And yes, you probably, now would I give you flexibility? Absolutely. You'd have flexibility to go to the doctor, go to your kid's sports. If your kid's soccer starts at 4 o'clock, go to your kid's soccer. I am confident that if you hire the right people, they're going to do the work, right? Give that flexibility. But this idea that everybody should be hybrid or, oh, just measure the, like, come on.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
I guess now seek that out if that's important to you as a worker.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I welcome the corporate goons doing the right thing and making people come back to work. Drive Time, going to take a break. The texters are not with me. I think they mostly don't like that I call said people are weirdos.
Yeah, there's worse things.
It's the silent majority out there that's like, you know what? I thought all those people were weirdos too.
Yeah.
We're back in a minute to talk about the final week of Stephen Colbert. Late night TV, put a fork in it. I think it's over, and it's been over for a while. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.